I hear there's something else to be excited about in your life that's new. That
I'm not pregnant.
You know what? I always say that, and then
what a trend.
I went somewhere.
Where'd you go?
I went somewhere.
My dress.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Look, we have our little matcha teas, and the green is symbolic for the abundance. Okay. Okay. Yes. 2024. Please do us right.
Universe.
What a year. What a year. Yes. ASMR. Hot. Okay. Hi. Welcome to another episode. Oh, yes. I like that. Slurpy slurp. Of After We Wrap.
Guys.
Our first episode of 2024.
Can you believe?
This is our glammed out look. You are celebrating. That's the dress you got
this
engaged in?
This is the dress that I wore on New Year's Eve
right.
that Shane proposed. So Ooh. In honor of our
engagement,
first year married.
Engaged?
Engagement.
Right, because you weren't married yet.
No. So in honor of, I guess, because we got married, we love. Did it, of and our love. I'm wearing
Sweet.
The dress.
Sweet.
It still fits. That's
you got to make sure it still fits. It's a good motivational kind of
it is yeah
incentive. I mean, I think that's what we all look forward to in the new year. You know, I got to be honest, I'm kind of sick of resolutions.
Yeah.
You know why? I make them
and
then 4 months later something happens and I'm off track or mm-hmm. there's at the end of the day, there's so much change that happens throughout the year that you can't predict how it's going to go. You can manifest or you could project all that positivity, but things always happen. Things always change. Hence, last year, mm-hmm. just nothing but all of that. Mm. All of that. We don't have to get into it, right. but it was just nonstop. Okay, now this. Oh, we're going to change directions. Yeah. Now this.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm gonna give myself a little more grace this year. Not like I'm gonna accomplish this and have that ABC right. and the list goes. I don't even want to. What about you? Do you want to?
I mean, I used to say that. Oh, my resolutions for this year are this, 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 and this. And then it got to that point where it's just like I'm not. Stuff happens. Life gets in between, and so I think I stopped doing resolutions. Like I stopped putting them in, you know,
right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Now it's like, this is what I want. This is my goal. How do I get there? So it's that. It's just following those steps to get to the final goal.
I know. See, even thinking about it it's just too much pressure for me. I just
pressure
feel like
excitement.
I feel like I'd like to lean on all the things that we hope for, all the things that inspire us and motivate us, mm-hmm. but to just have these unrealistic expectations is just,
that's what it is.
I think that holds you back. Or I mean, mm-hmm. for me.
Because then you put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah. So anyway, new year. Same bitch. No. New year, new me. My Eddie says that.
New year,
Eddie's
new
like,
me.
New year, new bitch.
New year,
and I'm
new
always
bitch.
Like, you're the same person. Stop it.
Mine is new year, stronger bitch.
Ooh, I like that.
My one resolution, I will say, it's like to have, to make my gumption stronger.
Your
like
gumption.
I just, yeah. I want my one resolution is to be more effective with my decisions and just make smarter choices and like I just want to be more effective in what I put myself in, whatever it is, just execute it like a business bitch that's about to conquer the world.
I like that.
I really want to channel that boss bitch energy. I really do.
Boss bitch energy.
I really do. There it is. That's my 2024 boss bitch energy.
You're very serious about this.
I
have to. I can see the fire in your eyes. Damn, girl.
Thank you. That makes me so. I do. I have to talk to myself that way.
Because if not, then I'll just get like, ay, me pongo changa. And then I'm just like, ah. Yeah.
Save that for December.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for, that's for Christmas of 2024.
Okay. Okay.
But I have to talk to myself that way so that I can focus. Cause I get very distracted. I'm just like, whatever. It'll be taken care of. I had a therapy session. Ooh. And my new therapist, she's Boricua, which I love her. And she said some things that I was like, I see what I was doing. And I see how behaving that way, it's pulling me back and I'm not staying focused.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. I feel like you're taking charge. Mm-hmm. Like you're finally in the driver's seat or you're.
I am. Cause I think I've been in the passenger seats for the past five.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I like this. Gabby 2.0. All right. She is excited. I hear there's something else to be excited about in your life that's new that
I'm not pregnant. It's like not
maybe.
Not yet.
What is new? What is new that you'd like to share? Because I only got a hint of it right before this started, God. And I have so many questions.
Well, first of all, before we move forward, can we focus on this?
You know, I just threw
glittery
this
dress.
I just threw this on. My legs are super ashy. That's why I have a blanket on.
I shaved this morning. I was like, let me shave. Ooh. All right, it looks shiny. It's so shiny.
I'm not gonna show anything. It's not. These are winter legs.
But the shine is shining.
The shine is shining. Sorry. The shine is shining. The skin is skinning.
The hair is hairing. The makeup is makeuping.
I'm obsessed.
Obsession is obsession.
What happened to eyebrows? Your eyebrows are on fleek. We don't say that anymore, right?
The what?
Your eyebrows are on fleek.
Oh,
but you know what? I'm very excited for all the new isms that everyone's gonna come up with.
Let's see what.
Why don't you make one right
now?
Oh,
that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot. It's gotta be. You know what? Yeah. It'll come out.
It'll come.
It'll be in the moment.
Yeah.
Your arm is.
My arm.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
The sparkles are sparkling. Thank you.
So do you.
Thank you.
We're holiday red lips.
We are going into 2024 with glamour, baby.
I know. I do want to spend less time on, you know what? I always say that. And then.
What a trend.
I know. I went somewhere. Where'd you go? I went somewhere. I feel like as wonderful and beneficial and all these great things about social media is, it could be very destructive, and I 100% believe in taking breaks from it, because when you do that whole doom scroll thing and you get in too deep, it's not good for your psyche. I need to take, I'm gonna take breaks here and there, but yes, I mean, you could also change what you're seeing.
I've been looking at a lot more
puppy videos. And things that make me smile. Yes, I may get a I may already have a puppy now. I don't know. This is like a week, 2 weeks pre-recorded. But
that last post.
Oh yeah, Barrett's puppy. So cute.
So now you're.
All it does is like to chill. All it does is sleep and hang out and cuddle. That's what I want.
We're gonna find you a dog.
I'm gonna foster a dog. We'll see.
Did I just break a nail?
Oh gosh, did you?
No, it's like the edge always. I'm so upset.
I know. So what else? So yes, I asked you a question and you deflected. Yep.
Always avoiding. So
remember, didn't you just say you want to take the driver's seat this year?
Damn, you see? You see, when I'm having doubts, I'm gonna call you, and I need you to.
Talk some sense into me.
Talk some sense into me. I can't speak. I'm hungover, you guys.
Yeah.
So I've always loved music.
No. What? Do it. Not joking.
This is Changa.
You're not shy anymore. I'm not shy. You are owning. You are taking charge of your light, and you are confidently sharing the thing you're passionate about. Because this is a surprise to me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything. Because I like to work in silence. I'm that type of person. Ooh. And I tell that to my husband too. It's just like, work in silence. Don't tell anyone what you're doing. Just come out and then surprise them. And then be like, told you.
I mean, that's...
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah. It'll hold me accountable. And I think that's the fear too. I think that's why I keep avoiding it. Because it's like, oh, if I say it, I have to do it.
Right.
So I've always loved music. It's been a passion of mine since I was a kid. I studied music in elementary, all through a little bit in high school. Mm. I didn't have the proper, I guess,
guidance
to go into it in a professional, you know, aspect. So I think that scared me because I didn't know what to do. Mm. And... But I'm writing a song.
Yes, yes, you got it out. You said it.
It's a lot.
You're writing a song.
So my husband hooked me up with a producer, and we've been, you know, just doing some beats and writing and stuff like that. And it's therapeutic. I'm not going to lie. After the first session, I cried a little out of, wow, can't believe
release?
out of happiness, like wow, okay.
It brought you joy, even talking about it
I'm like, what, I did that, you know, that,
yes, wow.
My dad, maybe when I think I was like 13 or 14, he was always a man that couldn't keep promises, but this one promise he did keep. He picked me up and he's like, I'm taking you to the studio and you're going to work with Ricky Martin's producer. Seriously, it was Ricky, but like the beginning, damn. Like early Ricky Martin days. And
you mean when you were lying and saying that he was your cousin?
Before that.
Okay.
I think that's where the lie came from. It's like, oh, I work with this producer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. But he just picked me up. And it's like, we're going to the studio. I'm like, Papi, I don't, what? No, I don't know. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And it was really shocking for me because I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. And I remember writing the song, being like a dramatic teenager. No, don't leave me. Like the lyrics were without you. What 14-year-old is writing love songs? You know?
Like, I mean, what's her face? What's her face? No, well, her too. Yes, Olivia Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. She's like,
that's true.
I'm like, you've experienced that kind of heartbreak as a teenager? Wow. I mean, yeah.
Right. But I was very scared and vulnerable. Like, I just didn't know what I was doing. But I remember having so much fun writing a song and figuring out the notes and the melody, the rhythm, all that stuff. Like, it's such a cool... It's like a big math problem that you have to solve. Music is very... Oh, wait. Hold for call. Phone call.
Nope. I'm going to turn it off.
Just kidding. It's like a math problem and you just have to solve it and figure out X, Y, and Z. And when you get the results, hopefully it's beautiful. And I don't know. I think I like what we're doing.
So you're going to make the promise or keep the promise that your dad, sorry, your, you said your dad never.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So then that was my first experience, like, into a studio. And thank you, Dad. Gotcha. And he was so cute, too. Bless his heart. So we got the CD of the song. He told me later on that he would go to CD shops back in the day when CD shops were a thing. And he would ask, can you play the song?
Aww.
Yeah. Thank you, Dad.
That's sweet. Yeah. So wait, you have a song already as a teenager?
So I don't know where that disc is. I don't know. I actually don't know.
And this is your first time producing music since a teenager? Yeah. Whoa. That's amazing. You guys, we're going to listen to Gabby sing.
So we'll see.
And, you know, and the song's going to be written by, I mean, I assume you
both. It's just myself and the producer. We're collaborating on the, he's doing the beats. I'm doing the, writing a song, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to find the right words. The it's like a poem. It's a poem you're writing. And so what are you trying to get out there? What I loved about his process is, like, he asked me, where are you in life? And I told him, I was like, I'm in this, like, empowerment. I got this shit, female power. I'm full of life, full of love, like, playing right now. What's in there? Let's see what's in there. And so we just started saying words and just trying to dig deep and, like, it's a whole emotional process that I didn't experience when I was 14, because in that moment I was still like, I don't know what's happening.
You have so much more and experience now
you
have to look back on to help influence the lyrics.
Yeah.
But speaking of working in silence, I feel like that's what Beyonce does.
Yes.
She just pops out a whole new album, a whole new, like, everything.
Don't tell people what you're cooking in the kitchen. They don't need to know. When it's ready to be served, you serve them.
I like that.
I'm not a fan of, like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
I also operate like that.
Yeah.
I don't love having to. Also, I think it's a part of keeping the work close to you and protecting it, because once it's out, it's exposed to criticism and so much other bullshit. Even when booking a job, like, you want to so bad share with the world, social media, and post a bunch. I'm backstage or backstage. I'm, you know, on set. I'm in my trailer. Look at my new script and blah, 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 blah. And that's great and all. And some people do that. No judgment. But I like to do... Keeping it to myself, to me, means, like, I'm doing the work. I feel like I'm more, like, I don't have to announce that I'm working hard. I'm diving deep into this character, but because I'm doing it. Yes. I don't need to say that
you
I'm
know
doing
you're
it.
Doing it. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully, I think I will say writing music is also expensive. So
ooh, did not know that.
Yeah, it's really, really expensive. So it's to work with good producers. Yes. So it's not, so after that, it's, I told Shane, I was like, okay, I love this. I want to keep doing this. I will keep doing this. How can we keep it happening? Cause if I stop, I'm scared that I'm going to sit back again and just be like, all right, I did it. No, you know, I want to keep doing it.
Right.
And I've told you I've been training to get into musical theater, and I've been actively auditioning and just submitting myself. So that is adding.
That's exciting.
To, yeah.
That's really exciting. And keep doing it.
Just keep doing it.
Like, whatever whatever gets you in the zone, whatever moves you, inspires you, motivates you, do, if that's putting on music while you're cleaning or whatever, or, you know, doing a meditation, and I don't know, whatever.
Meditating lately
whatever
has
gets
been,
you doing, even if you have to time manage your day and designate a time to write, whatever. I would say do it. Don't stop. Don't. I would not feel the need to, like, to have that producer or have someone else. You know what I mean? Because I get it. It can feel like a clutch, like, but I feel like you, if it's in you.
Well, I'm also a team person. I like to work in a team scenario. If when I work solo, I've noticed that I get distracted. It's easier for me to get distracted.
Right.
So I'm a team. I always said, no, I can do this by myself. And then I'm looking
easier
back,
said
like,
than done.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugh. And I'm like, no, you don't, you stupid bitch. You can't do
oh
shit.
My gosh,
like,
damn.
I was like,
stupid.
I'm like, you estúpida. Like,
you
wake
know,
up.
I know. Yeah. I think a lot of people go through that too. Like, when if you're not in the mindset, you're not in the mindset.
Yeah. And sometimes you need other people to be like, this is what this is, how you need to do it. And then, okay, you're right. And I always, and I noticed that when I realized that, I'm a team person. Okay, got it. I have to have a team. I can't do it by myself. I thought I could,
I mean, you can. You can just maybe perform better or do better work.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
With people around. No, yeah. That's.
I have been told by coworkers that I'm very, like when the team, I'm very good in keeping team a team going. Like what would you call it? Like the person that takes initiative, the person that gets the group going. You know,
the leader?
I keep thinking, the leader, kind of like a leader presence when we work on a team environment, even though I'm more of a collaborator. I don't consider myself a leader per se. I want to have that mentality and I try to push it, but I'm also, I love collaborating. I'm all about what you got, how can we blend it in, because that's beautiful. That's taking a little piece of everyone and adding it el sazón.
Oh my gosh, congrats. Well, I can't wait to hear whenever it does come out. I know you have a at some point we will be receiving a teaser.
Yeah.
So,
well, what's funny, even during the process, I started saying, like, oh, I'm feeling, I don't want to spoil it. I was like, oh, I'm feeling this and this. And he goes, oh my God, me too. And he's like, I just closed my eyes and the music video would be like this. And I was like, oh my God, me too. So we were both having the same. Yeah, it was surreal.
Wow, yeah. That's
Can
amazing.
Can you imagine if we get to do a music video? That'd be so cool.
Shane is I'm going to be right there producing. What do you need? Gotcha.
Yeah.
So like, got a person for this? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And we can do it. Like we are, I mean, my husband is a brilliant filmmaker, in my opinion. You know, he's got all the tools. He's got the team. We got the people in our lives.
I know. If there's not a person that knows how to do many things creatively, it's Shane. I mean, he's like, box check. Yeah, I can do that. And I can do that.
These two have been working together for what?
Shane and Kyle. I mean,
7 years.
You know, last week he was like, I didn't realize how much I need, like Kyle does. I don't realize how much he knows. And when you weren't there, like, well, yeah.
This is a dynamic duo right here. You put them together, they create stuff that you're just like, mind blowing.
I love it. I mean, but that's what it is, right? You guys are too much.
He already called it.
But that's what it is. It's like, how do we continue to stay creative and work together and, you know, collaborate artistically, that, you know, that work begets work. Like, this is going to lead to the next opportunity. Yes. Well, and that's what this is. No one's not going to calling you, knocking on your door, saying, hey, want to do this?
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
The days that you would find that they would discover you
in
the mall.
Don't get scared. The pool cleaner is here.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, hi, he has his AirPods in, and I don't think he even. Sometimes I'll be like, "Hey, no, he's not."
So, well, it got to a point where, I mean, things change. The industry's changing by the minute. The days of like discovering you in the mall, those days are gone. Yeah,
right.
I still go to the mall dressed up.
Right.
Anybody? But it happened in Puerto Rico one time. This is when I was freshman year. I'm shopping and I get approached by a modeling agency scout. And I go, no, honey, I'm already with an agency. Thank you so much. And I like walked away. I was too late.
Wow.
That was so stupid of me. But because I knew that agency wasn't as good as the agency that I was with at the time. But anyways. So those days are gone, like
long gone,
you know, and because we're so advanced now with technology, it has pushed us actors, especially actors, to now have multiple hats, which I love.
That's what I meant to say about Shane. Multiple hats then come out.
Multi-hyphenated, baby. That's the goal.
Yes. But like, yes, I mean, look, you have to, like you were mentioning before, taking charge. Being the driver, you know, being the driver, being taking the driver's seat and truly controlling your career, what your goals, what you're after. I mean, and everyone says it. I know it's easier said than done, but if you want an opportunity, you have to work in the direction of creating that for yourself, because no one's going to offer it. No one's going to just hand you things. I mean, sometimes it works and, you know, luck is a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. But when you prepare yourself and when you prepare yourself and you work hard and, you know, those things will start to come eventually. Yeah. So
we got to work. We got to get
Beyonce,
to work.
Beyonce, surprise them, do the work silently and bam. That's what it is. 2024. Yes, that's. And I am also looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's next. And that can be scary, but it's also exciting. And I think that's why we do what we do as performers, artists, actors, producers, directors. I know for sure I don't like a steady, consistent. Like if I had to do the same thing every day at the same time, I would be bored. But the fact that there's, we have such a random schedule and one day we're doing, you know, filming the podcast and the next we're auditioning for Star Wars. No, but you did.
Oh. I was like,
we, you know, that's what's exciting. And that's what's, I mean, you can, you know, it's a combination of like those, that nervous feeling, but underneath it is all excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I definitely want to embrace being excited about the unknown because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. But if we can sit into right now and be present and take charge of what of the things we want, then hey,
yeah,
we're doing it. We're not trying. We're actually doing it. No. So, whoo, I am inspired, darling. I am. I'm feeling very, very motivated. He can't see me. I always wave to him, and he never fucking sees me.
Is it?
He finally saw me. Gosh,
so funny.
I was like, hi. Anywho's, this was fun. I cannot wait to dive into the next episodes this coming year.
Where do you think we're going? Like, where? What's our future? Where are we going?
Has it been? So no, May, we haven't made a year yet, right? It would be May?
It's our 6 months, I guess. In May would be our 1 year.
I don't know where I see it going. I see it. I have a lot of fun when we cook. I have a lot of fun when we do silly shit. I mean, I also love talking. I also love sitting down and having real conversations with our guests. And everything has been very, very fun so far. So I don't know. I don't know. And I mean, yes, you watching, listening at home, feel free to hit us up with anything that you've been inspired with while subscribing, being a subscriber to this podcast.
What's something that you would see us doing? What else can we add? What other ingredient have we haven't added?
What do you want to see in the show? Like, do you want us to flip the cameras around at some point and interview Shane and Kyle?
That'd be fun.
The people who actually make this podcast happen?
Yes.
We can do that too. You never know. Actually, we should do that.
We should do that.
One day. Because
it has to be an honorary episode.
Yeah.
An honorary episode to our producers.
But like, I don't know. Do you have any? I don't know.
I have a lot.
I still want to do my ASMR, which hasn't happened yet. So that's
Shane,
happening.
Shane, put it on the calendar.
Shane has been dreading it. I could tell.
It could, you know what? It could just be, we could find another ASMR podcaster person, and then you two can
that
do
would
one
be,
together.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Dive into it.
It could just be a one and done. Anyway.
But
we're open to suggestions.
Yes.
And also I want to do an episode where we're floating in the pool and having a conversation while sipping on a pina colada.
Yes.
Or in the hot
tub. How cool would it be if we get to do more podcasts, you know, more episodes, sorry, that we're not just sitting here. We are able to do stuff like the cooking. We can do on the pool. We can imagine if we get to travel. Like, how cool would that be?
Or I'm even like, work out one of these days.
Or even
with like
how we're like a yeah.
I don't know. A yoga episode. Yeah. One of Hollywood's, you know, top trainers. I don't know. Something,
that would be cool.
Something fun. Yeah. I would like to be taken, Puerto Rico. Yeah, I would like to be taken out of my comfort zone.
Yes, same.
And do some things that scare me.
Yeah.
That's all. That also sounds fun. Just and terrifying, no but fun. Bungee, because no, it's new and...
No.
It stops
no
there.
Bungee jumping.
It may... Oh my
I
God,
might
I'd die.
Be okay.
I'd actually rather die. I'd actually... No. You know what? Anything that doesn't involve insects. There you have it. Or animals. That
we're gonna have to do it.
You know, I can't. Okay. Anyway, so we love you.
2024.
We are excited. 2024. Here we come.
Here we come, baby. There's
come,
no
baby,
stopping
come,
us.
Baby, come.
I think my dress.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna wrap this up because it's getting rated R.
So, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah. So don't take off your clothes.
Don't take off.
And we'll see you next
week. Happy New Year.
We
Year's.
Love you. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Yes. We couldn't have done this
without
you. So
and without you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
okay. Sing. Okay, singer.
Sorry,
okay,
my tetas
singer.
Are about to.
Yeah. Explode.
Make an income. They're, my tetas are about to make an income. That's where. We
and an appearance. Okay. All right. We love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.